Welcome to the 90s Sampler Tone Emulation Masterclass for DJ-friendly drum and bass sets, intermediate level, but we're going to make this super practical. By the end, you'll have a repeatable Ableton rack that gets you that classic crunchy transient, gritty midrange, slightly smaller but punchy low-end, and it'll still mix cleanly in a DJ set. When I say 90s sampler tone, I'm talking about that whole Akai and Emu era vibe. It's not just bit reduction. It's bandwidth limits, aliasing, slightly squashed conversion, and then that output stage that feels like it's being pushed a little too hard. And the real secret is consistency. One box, one print, one main path that gives the record its personality. All right, open Ableton Live. First, session setup, because DJ Friendly starts here. Set your tempo around 170 to 174. If you want that classic jungle urgency, just go 174. Now, very important. Headroom. While you're building, aim for your master peaking around -6 dB. Not because it's a magic number, but because it keeps you from winning with loudness while you're still shading tone. Old school grit is easy to overdo, and clipping the master will lie to you. Create your groups now so everything stays organized. Make a drums group, a bass group, a music or FX group, and optionally a pre-master group if you like routing everything through one place. This makes a / B testing fast, and it helps you keep the sampler vibe consistent without accidentally degrading everything into mush. Now step 1. Choose the right source. This matters more than people admit. 90s sampler tone isn't a plug-in preset, it's source plus resampling plus constraints. Grab a classic break like Amen, Think, Hot Pants, any of those. Modern breaks work too, but if the sample is super bright and pristine, you'll need more filtering and downsampling to make it believable. Also great, slightly raw 909 or 808 one-shots, rave stabs, hits, re-slayers. Just avoid hyper-polished samples unless you're deliberately going for modern meets vintage. Now step 2. We build the core device chain using only Ableton stock tools. Think of this as your 90s sampler bus. You can put it on a break track, on a drum rack parent, or on a whole drums group if you want that everything went through the same box feel. Here's the order we're using, and yes, the order matters. EQ8 first, then Redux, then Saturator, then Auto Filter, then Drum Bus, then Glue Compressor, then a limiter at the end as a safety net. Let's dial them in. Start with EQ8. This is choosing what to sample. Put a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, around 25 to 35 Hz. This is not about making it thin. It's about protecting the sub-region so your later grit stages don't smear the very bottom. Then add a gentle high shelf down, maybe -1 to -3 dB, starting around 8 to 10 kHz if the break feels too modern or glossy. If the break is harsh, do a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz, just 1 or 2 dB. Keep it subtle. We're not mixing yet, we're pre-shaping so the degradation feels like hardware, not like damage. Next, Redux. This is the core of the vibe, and it can get ugly fast. For breaks, start at 12 bits. That's the classic zone. Downsample around 2.0 to 3.5, and start at 2.5. Dry / wet around 20 to 45%, start at 30. Now listen to the cymbals. If the hats turn into white noise, that's your sign. Back off the downsample first, or reduce wet. Don't try to EQ away destroyed cymbals after the fact. Once they've turned into sand, you're fighting physics. If you're putting Redux on a full drum bus, go gentler, 12 to 14 bits, downsample 1.2 to 2.0, wet 10 to 25. Remember, we want the DJ-friendly version, gritty, but still readable and punchy on a big system. Next, Saturator. This is your output stage push. Set the mode to analog clip, turn soft clip on, drive 2 to 6 dB, start at 3.5. Now do something extremely important. Level match. Toggle the device on and off and make the loudness as close as you can. Louder always sounds better, so if you don't level match, you'll push too far and call it vibe. Optional. Turn on color and set the bass around 1.5 to 3 kHz for a bit of bite, but keep it small. This is like adding presence that helps drums read in a club, without turning the top end into fizz. Next, auto filter. This is instant 90s. Set it to low pass, 12 dB slope to start. If your sample is still too bright, go 24 dB. Put cutoff around 9 to 13 kHz, start at 11. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.1. Add a little drive, like 2 to 5, but don't lean on it too hard. You already have saturator. Teacher tip here. Instead of big EDM filter sweeps, use tiny moves. Little step dips and cutoff during fills can mimic that resampled again feeling, like the audio got printed a second time. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, start at 8. Crunch 0 to 10, start at 5. If the brake lost snap because of redux, increase transient, maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Boom is optional. If you use it, be careful in DNB. If your bass line owns the sub, don't let drum bus invent a second sub. Sometimes you set boom to around 50 to 60 HC just for a hint of weight, but if it fights the bass, turn it off. Next, glue compressor. Attack 3 ms, release auto or 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to flatten it, we're trying to make it move like a record. Soft clip-on is optional. If you want the DJ-ready density, you can use it, but again, level match. Finally, limiter. Default is fine. This is not your loudness stage. It should only catch rogue peaks, ideally less than 1 dB of gain reduction most of the time. Cool. Now step 3. Turn this into a rack and make it playable. Select all those devices and group them into an audio effect rack. Name it 90s sampler tone DNB. Now we add macros so you're not hunting around mid-session. Macro 1. Grit amount. Map it to redux dry slash wet and saturator drive. Keep the range sensible so you can't accidentally destroy it with a tiny knob move. Macro 2. Bandwidth. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 3. Punch. Map to drum bus transient. Macro 4. Crunch. Map to drum bus crunch. Macro 5. Air trim. Map to that EQ shelf. Macro 6. Bus glue. Map to glue threshold. And here's a pro move from real workflow. Put a utility at the very end of the rack and map its gain to a macro call output trim. This is your calibration knob. Every time you tweak grit or drive, you can re-level instantly for a fair slash P. Now step 4. Classic jungle break workflow with sampler tone. Drop your brake on an audio track, warp mode, beats, preserve, transients, then open the transient envelope controls, and adjust so you get markers where you need them. More markers means tighter chopping, fewer means more natural flow. Now slice to new MIDI track, slice by transient, Ableton builds a drum rack for you with all the chops. Where do you apply the sampler tone? You've got two flavors. Per pad processing is more authentic but takes time. You'd put subtle redux and saturator per chain, but for DJ-friendly results and speed, do bus tone. Put your 90s sampler rack on the drum rack parent, or route that brake rack to a brakes bus and put the rack there. And here's the big DNB tip. Keep contrast. Let the brake be crunchy, but keep your main kick and snare layers cleaner and punchier. That's how a live big, playable DNB works. Dirty texture on top, stable impact in the center. Extra coach note. Treat cymbals as a separate problem. If your downsampling makes the hats collapse, do a quick split. Duplicate the break. On the duplicate, high pass around 6 to 8 kHC to isolate the air. Keep that chain much cleaner, maybe tiny saturation, no redux. Blend it quietly underneath the degraded main break. This gives you vintage crunch without losing life. Now step 5, DJ-friendly arrangement template. This is where you stop being just a sound designer and start being playable in real sets. At 174 BPM, go with predictable phrasing. Intro, 16 or 32 bars. Use hats, filtered break, Atmos. No full bass yet. Drop 1, 64 bars, full drums and bass. Mid breakdown, 16 bars, strip back to break and FX or stabs, maybe filter down. Drop 2, 64 bars, variation. Could be different chops, extra ride, little bass fills, outro, 16 or 32 bars, remove the bass but keep drums and percussion so DJs can mix out. DJ trick, in the intro and outro use a high-passed version of the break, like an auto-filter high-pass around 120 to 200 HC. That way the incoming or outgoing track's bass doesn't clash. DJs will love you for this. Now step 6, resampling. This is the secret sauce. Old sampler feel comes from printing. Committing. Letting the audio become one object that behaves like it came from one machine. Create a new audio track called Resample. Set audio from to your drums group. Arm it and record 16 bars of your main loop. Now you've got a printed drum loop. Treat it like a record. Add tiny fades on edits to avoid clicks. If it's perfectly on grid, try turning warp off. Sometimes warp artifacts are the opposite of what we want here. You can do a second, lighter pass too. After resampling, adjust a bit of low pass and tiny drive. That two-stage resample approach often sounds more believable than one extreme plug-in chain, because real wear accumulates. Quick warning, do not destroy your sub with sampler processing. Keep your sub mostly clean. Mono, stable, put the heavy grit on breaks and mid-range elements. DJ friendly doesn't mean sterile, it means the lowest octave behaves. Another coach tip, swing is part of the sampler feel. A lot of what people call hardware vibe is timing. Microlate snares, slightly early hats, groove extracted from breaks. Use the groove pool lightly, like 5 to 20%, when it feels good. Commit it so you're not endlessly tweaking a moving target. If you want to go darker or heavier, here are a few power moves. 1. Build a parallel nasty bus. Send your break to a return track with heavier redux, saturator, and a low pass around 8 to 10k. Blend it in at 5 to 20%. 2. Mid-range focus. Even dark DNB needs 1 to 3 kHz to read on big systems. Use gentle saturation color or a small EQ bell. 3. For re-SEs, keep grit above about 150 Hz. Split bass into sub from 0 to 120, clean and mono, and mid bass above that where you can resample. Chorus, flange, and get nasty. If you're feeling advanced, try M/S management on the drum bus after the sampler rack. Put EQ8 in M/S mode. High pass the sides around 120 to 200 Hz so the low end stays centered, while the top can stay wide. That's a big system trick that keeps you loud and clean, without losing vibe. Now let's lock it in with a mini practice exercise. Your goal is a 32-bar DJ-friendly loop that sounds like it came from a 90s sampler. Pick a break and slice it to drum rock. Program a 2-bar rolling pattern with ghost snares and shuffled hats. Add a clean kick and snare layer underneath for modern punch. Put your 90s sampler tone rack on the break bus. Resample 16 bars of the full drums to audio, then arrange 32 bars like this. Bars 1 to 8, filter drums, low pass around 10k, high pass around 150. Bars 9 to 16, open the filter and bring full drum energy. Bars 17 to 24, add a variation, maybe one or two chop swaps. Bars 25 to 32, remove the kick for a DJ mix exit. Final checkpoint, export a quick WAV and test it against one or two reference jungle or DNB tracks in your DJ library. Not just in Ableton, in an actual DJ context if you can. Does the intro sit cleanly? Does the drop hit hard without the low end getting cloudy? Does the outro let the next track space breathe? Recap to finish. That 90s sampler sound is constraints plus resampling, not just one plugin. In Ableton, your core tools are Redux, Saturator, Auto Filter, Drum Bus, and Glue. Keep it DJ friendly with clear phrasing and controlled low end. Commit the vibe by printing and resampling, so it feels like one cohesive box. And remember, contrast is your friend. Crunchy breaks, cleaner hits, stable sub. This audio version is shortened for playback.